We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Is the book out on Shanahan? Is the book out on him? Because I keep hearing you, Mark, and I listen, I'm not trying to get on you, but I've heard you say if Shanahan
you can jump into my lap if you want to.
No, I won't do that.
Cool.
You're wearing some good looking pink shorts like today.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Little palm trees. No, you're
flexing on the world champs too.
Come on. What's up, the championship franchise?
I'm just sitting down. Just getting warm. You say whatever you want to me.
No, but it's a combination of things. Shanahan, Damon Bruce saying that the Niners have a Shanahan problem. The defense is getting wasted by Kyle Shanahan.
He overdid it yesterday, which we'll get to. But go ahead.
Mark Willard, you said that if Shanahan gets fired, there'd be a line around the block for his services. My rebuttal is,
I believe
who cares?
That.
We're moving on to the next. Who cares? He could be the next North Turner as a head coach.
Okay,
for
so
all we know. But I'm saying all that to say there's some alarming trends under Kyle Shanahan when it comes to points per game, when it comes to takeaway giveaways, when it comes to penalties. They're the bottom half of the league. Under Kyle Shanahan during his 6 years. Now, if you want to throw away the first year, that's fine. You even want to throw away the second year, that's fine. The fact is, they are heavily penalized under Kyle Shanahan. They turn the ball over Kyle Shanahan.
Go through those years, though.
I get it. It's not. There's context.
There is. And it's
Kenny Rogers.
It's very. It's very A to B when you have your quarterback and when you don't. But like for instance,
Shanahan hasn't had his quarterback.
I know. And who's to blame for that? I don't know. We can get into that, and we have. But
it's like every guy in prison.
I'll give you an example.
I'm innocent. I would have been free if I had a real lawyer. I'd still be coaching if I had Rogers.
I give you an example. Let me ask you guys this.
I'm teasing.
Okay,
I'm teasing.
Bill Belichick's career record.
Without Brady.
Will be affected this Sunday in Green Bay with Brian Hoyer as his quarterback.
Yeah.
Are we holding this game, which hasn't even been played yet? Are we going to go, see, that's a loss.
But he did get Vinny Testaverde and Bernie Kosar to the playoffs with the Browns when they had a long record of not getting there.
No doubt.
Like so got to the playoffs he was a Super Bowl coordinator with the New York Giants in the 80s.
Look, we get it, right? So that's kind of my point, though, is that I think we can do overall numbers. There are plenty of questions. I did a deep dive on this injury thing and found some really fascinating stuff under the Shanahan era. Just like there's that perception out there. In fact, I had a good buddy text me during the show yesterday, and he was like, hey, the 49ers get hurt more than everybody else. And I go, do they, or is that just what every fan thinks?
It's football.
It's football. Yeah. So I did a dive, and actually, the 49ers get hurt more than everybody else.
What's the acronym? So is it AGL?
So adjusted games loss. Under the Shanahan era.
The war of the NFL.
I will circle back and answer your question.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But adjusted games loss, under Kyle Shanahan for 5 years running, they have been in the bottom third of the league every single year. Go to more recent times. In 2020, they were 32nd
out
of 32.
They lost like three guys on consecutive plays.
But last year, a good year, 29th out of 32. So they have been one of the most injured teams. And then we don't have data yet for this year because we're only 3 weeks
it
in.
It feels bad.
But how we doing?
Yeah, Jimmy Ward.
Trent Williams,
Eric Armstead,
George Kittle,
George Kittle.
So I can't. It's football, so I can't sit here and tell you why that is. I also can't just dismiss it. I can't categorically be like, bad luck for the sixth year in a row. I don't know.
Every team, like I watched the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl lose their entire secondary. and they held on to beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but they had
and
a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but he wasn't a Hall of Famer yet.
No.
He wasn't there yet.
Really good.
He wasn't there yet. You know what I'm saying? But, like, teams have injuries. Teams have injuries and adjust. I can't use an injury. We're 6 years in. And you talk about all these coaches having their quarterback. Well, Kyle, you've had multiple opportunities to go get your guy.
Yeah.
To go get your guy. And we're back with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, he got his guy. Then he got his guy hurt.
He got his guy hurt. I'm with you.
No, and so...
So what does he really want?
Well, he wants Trey Lance to be the quarterback that he thought that Trey Lance could be, which is a runner-thrower, but he didn't let him be a thrower. He only trusted him to be a runner. And this is where Mark and I have gone back and forth on the Kyle Shanahan question, because to me, it's not just the play calling, it's the trust. It's being able to trust your team to go out there and play the way other teams play, because this offense, and beige is a great way to describe it. I've used the word flaccid and boring.
I like that word.
Their offense, when you watch this Niner team, I'm waiting for the defense to come on the field for some excitement, because the offense is just so boring.
What about decision making for Kyle Shanahan?
I don't love it. And Steiny had a line yesterday that he actually borrowed from me when I was on paternity leave, because I texted him, I said, I want one time in my life to watch a Niner game and say, Kyle, you're being too reckless. You're taking too many damn chances. He coaches scared, is what Steiny said. And I firmly believe that. He coaches not to lose instead of to win.
Wow. So we need to make a killer.
It's always chicken to the egg, though, because and this is what I'd love to every fan, and you can all come up with your own answer to this. But in the same sentence, we'll say Kyle coaches scared, and then we'll go, and Jimmy sucks. Well, maybe that's why Kyle's coaching scared. Or is it the other way around, right? Like, we all have to answer that. But if you have those opinions simultaneously, then you've sort of answered your own question.
Well, Mark, here's a great example. Me and him watching the Super Bowl here for the station. There's like 50 million of us here watching the game. We're doing the pre and post right before halftime. Whoop. And I said, to our deathbed, I believe that I was right. And he'll believe he was right. I didn't want Mahomes to get the ball back before the end of half. They had suffocated him, and I feared him so much. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm okay with them trying to click, click, click the clock. And him and John Lynch, because John Lynch was in the booth, are screaming tight end. And he's screaming at me, you got to be aggressive. And I'm like, dude, they are shutting down Mahomes right now. Yeah. It's good. Like, I understand. But
you played scared.
And we can still
have this debate 3 years later. And I think you can make both cases.
Right.
Kyle came out after the game and was like, that's a no-brainer. He thought it was a no-brainer.
Anytime you can keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands, in my opinion, that's how you play.
But how long can you do that? Yeah, and how big of a lead do you need?
And also, it was a 10-10 game.
I'm trying to echo
that. In Kansas City, 10-10 game. Kansas City had a terrible defense. You have three timeouts. You're an offensive guy, right? Offensive guys like Holmgren, McVay, Zach Taylor. These offensive guys were like, I'm going to be aggressive, and I'm going to score points because I'm arrogant enough, and I know my offense, this defensive coordinator, Spagnuolo, cannot stop me.
But they did that against, in the overtime game in 2019, that same year against the Rams, against Seattle, and they lost. Remember, they went 3-and-out, and it was like, they should be playing for the tie. Yeah. You guys remember that
game?
Yeah,
but that was the end of the game. Different situation. But then in that same game in the Super Bowl, midfield, and I'm telling myself, okay, there's a minute 49 left and three timeouts. Mahomes cannot touch this ball again. Their offense is rolling. So we're either going to lose the game with us having the ball, or we're going to win the game, and we're going to bleed all the clock. And at midfield, he did the same thing in Denver, which we didn't talk about enough. He threw it three, four straight times at midfield when you could have been running the ball. And then in Denver, you throw it on first down when you got the ball at the 47-yard line and over 2 minutes left. You got the game in control.
I'm going to admit that I'm going to play devil's advocate a little bit for a second But everybody you just mentioned about, this guy's aggressive, that guy's aggressive, they all have good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So if your point is that Jimmy stinks, let's visualize it now.
Yeah.
Now,
just Kyle, what I'm coming with.
Kyle goes for it. You're at your own 20. It's almost halftime of the Super Bowl. Let's get aggressive. And Jimmy goes, oh no. What are you going to say about Kyle?
I'm going to say, Dan, I'm not going to say anything about Kyle. I'm going to say a lot about Jimmy Garoppolo. Because then, if you're Kyle Shanahan, you can go to John Lynch and say, I tried it with this guy. We lost the Super Bowl. Let me go get somebody else. And now is the offseason of Brady. They flirted and decided, we're going to stick with Jimmy Garoppolo. When it was obvious in the Super Bowl, you did not trust him. So that's on Kyle for Jimmy still being around.
But we also
he got burned by Brady because I don't think any of us thought that Brady would immediately go to Tampa and win a Super Bowl.
He looked cooked.
I didn't know he was going to win a Super Bowl.
I mean, he looked worse. He looked worse
than Jimmy the year before.
To my point, Kyle Shanahan has had a chance to go get his quarterback starting when he first got the job.
He got his guy.
Got the job. And Mahomes and Watson, he decided, I'm not even going to scout them.
I don't want to defend Kyle Shanahan, but in that moment, that roster was so devoid of talent that they were not ready for the franchise QB. He built the roster up. He got to a point. And this last draft, 2 years ago, there were so many quarterbacks. That was the moment. He seized the moment. He traded up. Yep. He got his guy. And he had a year to coach up his guy, and then his guy wasn't ready to throw. That's where I have the most issue with Kyle Shanahan, because week two, you already weren't ready to let him throw the ball. You weren't ready to let Trey cook, which is what we all talk about with quarterbacks. Right. Yeah. And instead, you made Trey, you know, go out and run the ball, pound the rock, and he got hurt.
I think the hardest thing, I never went to practice as a fan, ever. I've never went to practice. So I think it's hard for a lot of people that are watching the game on the Sunday, and they're like, well, what's going on in practice, right, for the backups? Develop this guy on the side. That's what people, you know, he'll be the backup and he'll develop. I don't think people realize how few reps and opportunities to actually sculpt someone when they're not the starter that you can get. And it's a very... There's a ceiling on development on the side when you're the backup. I just think it's easier to say, develop the guy for another year under the radar.
But he gets reps with the scout team. And, you know, Jimmy G was emulating Seattle.
It's just different.
It is different, but at the same time, it's at least a chance to throw against a real defense.
And you're in the building, and you're in the... Exactly. I get it.
You're going against the Niners defense
at that. But you need live bullet reps.
Yes, no matter what you could develop. I mean, Trey could sit there for 5 years.
Exactly.
The whole contract, and we'll be like, we're going to give you every first team rep in practice.
Jordan Love.
I don't care until you play.
Exactly.
There's not a one of us that says you have to go play actual NFL games.
That's my point.
And so Trey was going to go through a developmental process this year, no matter how ready or unready or whatever he was, and now he doesn't. And that is probably the largest disaster of this entire story.
Going back to the coach's scare thing, Dibs, we talked about the Super Bowl. How many offensive coordinators or offensive coaches, like Mike Holmgren just joined us, you think he's letting time run off the clock at a Super Bowl to run a 2-minute drill? You imagine Brady being told, hey, we're going to just milk the clock. Brady would have threw his helmet.
Kyle doesn't have Brady. I mean, again, my question is...
Kyle doesn't trust who he has, and that's my greater point.
That is very fair.
And yet the guy he didn't trust 3 years ago is still on his football team.
Well, right. Although, he didn't want him to be. He did not want him to be the starter. He fired him, and here we are, and we all know that story. I think this video, and I heard you guys bring it up about an hour ago, this lip reading of Jimmy Garoppolo.
What do you make of that?
Well, I can't read the full sentence, but there is a part.
In layman's.
Play sucks, man, is definitely what he says at the end of that sentence. Your plays suck, man.
He just went to Killing Mockingbird the night before. Okay. That's what he's talking about.
This is a thing,
Abraham
and I
Lincoln.
Will. Let's go back. Let's go back.
Lincoln.
Let's go back.
That's where I thought you were going for a second. No.
Too soon.
He's red.
It's only been 200 years. Fuck 80, whatever.
If you go back to the day that Jimmy Garoppolo was brought back, and I still think, as a 49er fan, you have to be more happy than not with what's taken place because Trey's hurt. I'm glad Jimmy's here. But if you take me back 3.5 weeks ago, I'll say the same thing I said that day.
You were right.
Don't do this because there's too many things in the way. There's too many potholes on the road, and you have no idea what you're going to hit.
Potholes in my lawn.
And now look at this.
I underestimated. You were 100% correct.
Look what we have here. Yeah. And Dibs, you just said this in the other room. You know what we have here?
What?
Jimmy Garoppolo, for the first time in his career, is going to start bucking. He's like a teenager that just turned 13. He said it to Chris Collinsworth before Sunday Night Football. Yep. Chris said to him, hey, is there a piece of you that's like, oh, you need me now? And Jimmy looked at him and went, a little bit. So,
Do you blame Jimmy?
Not a bit.
Jimmy's been too nice.
Exactly.
Everybody's been taking shots at Jimmy, stand up
for
yourself.
So you say to your teenager, go to your room. You go to your room.
Exactly.
That's interesting with the whole bucket. And you know what? Can you blame Jimmy if he did?
You cannot blame him one bit. But here's what we've got. We are at an absolute crossroads already after 3 weeks. because which way is this going to go? Are these two going to get on the same page, or is Jimmy Garoppolo going to be a defiant teenager all year long? Because they're like, everybody's got a breaking point. Think of what, and I know we all want to go, oh, he made $100 million. I don't feel bad for him. I'm not asking for you to feel bad for Jimmy. But let's acknowledge this guy has been taken on a road and a ride that no player in the history of this league has ever experienced ever before. And he's got a massive ego, and so's Kyle, and so's everybody in the room. And we're acting like this is just easy to navigate. It's not.
No, I believe Jimmy Garoppolo has been the most disrespected 49er over the last 30 years. Easily. He's been a good Niner. He helped his franchise become relevant again. He had a big part of that. Now he has his limitations, right? And we've all cited his limitations. And the head coach cited his limitations and said, you know what? I need to move multiple picks that could get my guy, to get my guy. And then you get your guy, and all of a sudden he's not, quote-unquote, ready. And all of a sudden the locker room is talking about, well, we're better off with Jimmy Garoppolo. And after 1 week, Jimmy Garoppolo's pouting off. Fan base is pouting off. He's missing throws. This has the makings of a disaster this season.
Totally.
And that's why we're going to all be watching all year long.
I can't wait. Monday night is going to be everything.
Fascinating.
Because if it's a similar look to the Denver game, let's say the Rams beat him 13-12.
Okay.
Let's say the defense again balls out.
You don't think that's going to happen, though.
I'll let you know, Mark, because I believe I had it right in this last week.
You did.
I think I had 12-11 and turned out 11-10.
You were way off. Right.
Yeah, my fault. I need to be better.
Your fault.
Shout out 11-5 in our, in our little contest, but we'll get to that. But if this week turns out to be like in another 11-10 game that they lose and Jimmy Garoppolo and the offense looks beige again, and they're 1-3.
But don't you understand the soap opera by now? And Vegas is telling you with the spread, the 49ers will win on Monday. Because that's the way this story goes. That's the way this story always goes.
Cut.
As soon as you're ready to go all in, they make you want to spit them out. And as soon as you're ready to spit them out, they suck you back in. The 49ers are the tee on the 18th hole.
This feels
when you've been playing terrible.
Hello, fans.
And you hit the damn drive right down the middle, and you go, God. Oh, gosh, I got to make another tee time for tomorrow.
Hey, this feels different, though.
Maybe.
This offensive line, with the lack of running backs, this feels very different than last year.
We'll see.
You know,
we'll see.
And so my question is this then. Because Garoppolo, we're going to beat on him till we're blue in the face. We're going to say, oh, he can't make these throws. We've known that for 3 years now. When does it fall on Kyle Shanahan? Because I keep hearing you say, and I'm not saying fire him. I haven't said that one time. I don't think he's ever been on a hot seat. I don't think he's on a hot seat.
Well, he's accountable for a lot of the things. I don't think. No one has said he is like just above the whole, of course.
At some point, and he
was not good on Sunday night.
You look at the offense, it hasn't evolved. It doesn't look creative. The decision-making to decline a penalty and allow Denver to kick a 55-yard field goal, to call that play at the goal line, to make the decision to say, hey, we're going to throw it on first down. Even though we have the ball around midfield, we could run it a couple times and run this clock and ensure that Russell Wilson doesn't touch the football again. Kyle's got it. Like, I'm looking at Kyle saying, this is all on you.
It doesn't fall on him until we see Trey Lance, and Trey Lance is not what they all thought that he was. So this year, and it's not a popular opinion, this year Kyle Shanahan gets a mulligan because he got stuck with Jimmy.
So he gets another mulligan.
Kyle Shanahan is always going to be linked to Trey Lance, and I said it when he made the move to draft up and get him, trade up and get him. Until Trey Lance is proven to not be the guy, Kyle Shanahan gets a pass because he didn't want Jimmy G, and now they have all these injuries. So if they end up going 8-9 this year, and it's an up and down year, and it's a soap opera, honestly,
I know that's
Kyle Shanahan does not get called on the carpet until Trey Lance is proven to be a bust.
Well, here's the other thing though, and this is what they welcomed.
Get at least 7 years,
but this is what they welcomed into the room. Yeah. This is what they welcomed into the room, and we're 3 weeks in, and actually only a game and a half in of the next Jimmy era, and we're already here. Whether we mean it, whether we think it, whether we'll say it out loud, every fan has already been painted into a corner of, when there's a problem, is this Kyle or Jimmy? And both of them are now low-key pointing at one another.
Yep.
You're seeing it with the with Jimmy. What happened after the Seattle game? Man, that was fun. I got to sling it around. Yeah. We don't get to do that around
right.
here.
It was like riding a bike.
Okay, and then what happens after Denver? We got video. These
bike got a flat tire.
These plays suck. And what about that safety, Jimmy? Well, I was put in a tough situation. No. Yeah, I got. So we are all now being put in a position of. Who's the problem? This is like a poor man's Tom or Bill.
You're right.
Who is it? Is it Tom or Bill? Yeah. No. Is it Kyle or Jimmy? And now, with these two pitted against one another, have fun with that.
You're right.
That does not lead to successful football.
Kyle is signed through 2025.
I know.
And think about the way that the Yorks go about their business, because ultimately this is a Jed York thing. So Kyle Shanahan's got 22, 23, 24, and 25. Well, we know in pro football, you don't get into 25 in a lame duck year and coach that year. So he's got 22 this year, 23, and 24. 22 is a wash.
And that's Trey's contract, too. That's Trey's contract.
Right. So in 2023, if Trey Lance is healthy and Trey Lance plays, if Trey Lance is not good next year, then you make a move. So Kyle's got this year, and he's got next year. And that's next year is when the hot seat really begins.
I agree with you, but it's also getting way ahead of ourselves.
No, it is.
You have to know, what are the results and what got us there.
And how does
and
this
we
year
know
end?
That better than anyone, because listen to the context we're sitting here talking about. It is year six of Jimmy and Kyle, but this is a very different Jimmy and Kyle than we've ever had before.
And how does this year end? With the first-time head coach and the first-time GM, how do the players start to react? Because we've already got leaks 2.5-3 weeks into the season. It's already been leaks. Whether or not we agree with Michael Silver or not, players going to him, coaches going to him, we've already had leaks. What if this spirals out of control? What happens in November? What happens in December with the players and with Jimmy and with Shanahan and with this fan base saying, you know what? At one point, Jed York was paying three different head coaches. The hell with Shanahan, pay him and go get somebody else in. Because it feels like we're headed to that if they don't start winning some football.
It would have to be complete anarchy. It would have to be anarchy of the highest level to where, you know, more than just one or two players whispering to Michael Silver. It would have to be a multitude of guys and some on-field histrionics and, like, you know, Brandon Ayuk going off the field and spiking his helmet.
Right.
Can I get a target?
Because receivers start complaining. Debo will start complaining.
Look.
Debo's already waving his hands in the air saying, what's up, man? I'm not getting the ball down the field. I'm getting all these smoke routes and carries where everybody's stuffing me 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage. At some point, the Mulligans have to stop with Shanahan.
Sure.
That's where I'm getting at.
Yeah,
how many Mulligans does he deserve?
So what covers up any problems in football? Great quarterback play. Great quarterback
and winning,
play.
Winning,
and
winning,
which
winning,
leads to winning.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Winning is the bottom line.
Here's where you're right, Dibs, on the timeline, but it's maybe not just about the final record. Trey Lance will come back, and it's contract year three. Then after that is year four. That would technically be extension year. That's also decision.
Exactly.
Do we pick up the fifth-year option at that point? If at the end of that year, if you're still sitting there going either A, I don't know about Trey, or Trey didn't work out, he's not the guy. If any of that is the discussion in 2024, the question you would be asking yourselves is, okay, now you need a quarterback again, and who do you want picking that player? And Kyle would be in a very tough spot by then.
Gone.
For the 49ers to say, this is who we want to pick our next quarterback.
Can you give a guy to pick his quarterback? He's had multiple chances.
You get one chance when you use three first round picks, and that's always a semantics
thing. And a mid-round pick.
Yeah. Whatever they use to move.
They
really
gave
upset
up three, but they got one back.
So,
I don't know why this is so hard.
It's really not
people.
That hard. It was a net two.
It's a net two. Yes, but they did give up three.
They sure did,
they
Mark.
Sure did.
So you give up three, you got the one, you picked your guy, and if he's not the one, well, then you got to go. It's one thing if you have the 28th pick and you pick a guy in the first round and say, hey, we anointed him and he's not the guy. Okay, he was the 28th overall.
Yeah.
You moved up.
But what
you
if
you traded three first round picks.
But here's why you got to wait for context, because we're all sitting here. Jimmy got replaced,
mm-hmm.
except for he got replaced off of the NFC title game. What if Trey's got an unbelievable defense and the Niners are in the NFC title game, but we're having the same conversation of, boy, this guy, I'm just not sure about him, but they're winning. Do you fire Kyle? Do you bring in a different personnel?
Trey's only 24 at that point. Jimmy Garoppolo's in his 30s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Big difference.
Yeah. No, it's a big difference, but you're going to make a decision on a guy year four. Like, that's what you watched the New York Giants last night. Why did they not pick up Daniel Jones' option?
They want to see it.
Because
they're like, they're 2-1.
Right.
Right? They were in.
He got outplayed by Cooper Rush.
Yes, he did.
But this is where teams, and this is where I got to get back on Kyle, they know they have Daniel Jones. Their offensive line stinks. You have a young quarterback, built the guys up front. That's one thing in the offseason the Niners failed at. Let Lincoln go. You didn't know about Alex Mack. You don't draft the center. Now we got Jake Brindle fumbling snaps, knowing, hey, the count's on two, or the count's on one. Oh. Jake Brindle thinks it's on two. Like, you don't fix the offensive line knowing that Trey was going to take the keys to this Porsche.
Totally
That's
with you
problem.
On this.
That's roster construction.
Totally with you on that. And by the way, I heard Baldy and you guys were talking about the whole Kittle comment. Like, I thought this was super interesting. Why don't the 49ers do with Kittle what the Chiefs do with Kelce? Why doesn't he set up wide, flank out, go deeper? And I would agree on all of that, except for I would have loved to have had that conversation prior to Trent Williams getting hurt. Because now, just a word to the wise, if you've got Kittle on your fantasy team, go ahead and bench him for October.
Right.
Because George Kittle is now needed to be the second left tackle.
I'm in a league where blocks count, though. You get half
good.
A point
now,
per block.
Now he's
full point for pancakes.
I'm going to block you
saw the numbers for George Kittle. Numbers for Kittle. 51 to 56 snaps on the field. 38 times he was lined up next to the tackle. One time in the backfield. 8 times in the slot.
You saw
4
it right
times
away.
Out wide.
You saw it right away. Trent Williams went out of the game, and they put Kittle right over there next to whoever they're going to stick.
He's going to
be McKivitz, Jalen Moore, whoever you're going to stick at left tackle. They're like, put 85 next to him and help him out because he's going to need it.
What about the loss of McDaniel? Because Baldy's been on this multiple times saying that's a big, important piece.
I had it yesterday, and this guy mocked me. Well, you ridiculed me, Mark, and now I've been validated.
No.
It's a validation sensation.
Yeah, he said it back in August, too. He said it back in August.
I said it in July.
I said it first.
Any good coach is a loss, but here's what I'm trying to figure out. Are we saying...
Nice moment of the day.
Are we saying that even if McDaniel is... Right, I heard you guys this morning. He found Mostert. He found Matt Breida. Okay, fine. He's brilliant. Let's reverse it. He's actually the one calling the plays. Kyle didn't learn anything from him.
Right.
Like, we're acting like Kyle's like, boy, I don't even know what to do now because Mike McDaniel's not here. I have a hard time believing that. The 49ers have largely looked the same with a ton of coaching turnover the entire Kyle Shanahan era.
And is that a problem? Because they haven't evolved offensively. It's the same thing we've seen.
It's why they tried to get a different quarterback.
McVay's
why they
evolved,
tried.
And now the quarterback's out. Hey, this is going to be Monday Night Football against the Rams. We'll break that down a little bit later in the week. What else you guys got going on
today? You
guys
will be down there, right?
Yeah, I don't think we're broadcasting down there. We'll be down there for the game.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in the heat and maybe have us broadcast there the next day. Maybe
the next day.
I love
the next day. That's a good
idea. Get up in the hotel room.
That's a good idea.
Sell out
hotel,
lounge.
Motel,
wake up about
5:30,
walk downstairs at 5:50, boom, do the show for 3 hours and be on my way.
Trust me, I was down there last time with Kyle and the great engineer, Tim Jordan. Tim Jordan held court for about 2 hours. We were talking about old Bay Area radio stories. And next thing you know, you check your phone, it's like, damn, dude, it's damn near midnight.
Got to go.
Got to go. You boys got to go.
But no, we are definitely doing our show down there next Monday.
Can't wait.
That I know. So
I can wake up in time.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
if anybody is staying down there.
White claws just kept coming.
If anybody's staying down there the night before on Sunday night, or if you want to make your way down early, we would love to hang out with you at the Hilton as we get ready for that football game. But I'm still stuck on that Vegas number. It keeps going up. It was one thing before the two teams played. It was another thing that was even higher after they played. And then it's been bet up even higher. I don't know what is going on, why the 49ers are a rising favorite in this football game, but I'm not going to dismiss it.
Well, Baldy mentioned that the Rams and Matt Stafford will give you a couple turnovers.
No doubt. And the 49er defense against Matt Stafford right now is a Quiznos unfair matchup.
Yes, they are going to dominate
defensively.
Following
the money always works. I mean, it sure worked in Denver.
You know what? Now that I have to give up before I leave.
If you bet them before the injury, you won.
The money they were to the Niners and they lost.
Plus three. Holmes, they were plus three.
How's ESPN feeling right now? They just watched the Niners on Sunday Night Football, punt the ball a ton, convert one third down, and now they got them on Monday Night Football. It looks like the formula is going to be the same. It's going to be a lot of punts.
ESPN's thrilled. L.A. and San Francisco. The ratings will be great.
The ratings will be great. Game be great.
Just wait till Jimmy finds a rhythm, guys.
Rhythm is going to get you.
Jimmy.
Look at you.
Any guest?
Today, yes, J.T. O'Sullivan. J.T. O'Sullivan, who, by the way, not only watched a bunch of film on Trey and Jimmy, he is doing a deep dive on Jalen Hurts today, which I think is super relevant just because of the way we've all talked about the usage of Trey Lance. But also, Jalen Hurts, I don't know, is he low-key now the NFC favorite already? They look the best.
Look good.
They look the best out of any NFC team so far.
And we're going to reach out to a professional lip reader to get exact definition on what was said.
No, we're not.
Are we?
You kind of spoiled the tease.
Let's just go to a break. Dibs, that was a four. I love it. Willard dropping the ball here. Man. Willard and Dibs coming up until high noon before Steiny and Guru. Have a good day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.